Friends, the 8th chapter of John's Gospel records very lively and significant encounters between Jesus and prominent Jewish religious figures. Jesus, the Holy Messiah, represented a major challenge to their oppressive authority, so they attempted to entrap him. We read that the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So, what do you say?" It is most astonishing that the accused woman was singled out and brought alone. There is no mention of the man or men who committed adultery with her. Her accusers asserted that the law of Moses requires stoning her to death. Punishment for committing adultery in the Mosaic civil law, however, did not distinguish between guilty men and women. The haughty people of religion brought the terrified woman to Jesus, yet their hateful jealousy had a much uglier goal. They thought that her case provided them with an opportunity to entrap Jesus into committing some wrong in order to convince the crowds to stop following him. Friends, self-righteousness is common in religious circles, especially among the leaders. An inflated sense of self-importance often convinces them that they enjoy the authority to invent and dictate religious edicts, which they use to oppress simple people. Instead of providing helpful instruction and tender loving care, they wrongly give themselves the right to control others. In Jesus' day, this was exactly what the scribes and Pharisees did. Jesus confronted them, saying, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more, he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Friends, this gospel text announces the sharpest possible contrast between Jesus, the divine Messiah, and all self-assured men of religion. Publicly, yet calmly, in the presence of the condemned woman, Jesus challenged her accusers, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." They all stood there, seemingly shocked and perplexed. What will Jesus do next? Jesus bent down to write with his finger on the dust of the ground. The text does not tell us what Jesus wrote, yet whatever he wrote seemed to embarrass every single one of the woman's accusers. Then they went away, one by one, beginning with the older ones. The Holy Divine Messiah clearly made them painfully aware of their own violations of the essence of God's holy law. Jesus summarized God's law as wholehearted love to God, which generates self-giving love to man. Friends, the terrified woman expected to face a harsh and painful death penalty, being stoned to death. Yet she found herself alone in the presence of the one and only one perfectly holy and sinless man. He alone has the right to condemn Yet he did not. Jesus stood and said to her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. The hypocritical accusers could not remain in the presence of the holy new Adam, the divine Messiah, the one they rejected and hated. Friends, the true Messiah, the new Adam, exposes the darkness of all religious hypocrisy. As the Holy One, he has the right and authority to forgive sin. In self-giving love, he died to redeem all who cling to him and give them new life. They are the new humanity gathered from all families of the earth. Hallelujah.